Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Gary Grant, who is the owner and founder of SEO Inc., which is a full-service digital marketing agency located in Nashville, Tennessee. So today we're going to be learning all about Gary's journey of building SEO Inc., some challenges that he's had to overcome along the way, and how he continues to grow his agency and bring in more leads. So thank you so much for joining me today, Gary.
You're very welcome. Excited to be here and talk about my experiences.
Awesome. Well, to get started, I'd love to know, how you got into digital marketing. And then, of course, your story of starting SEO Inc. So let's get started with, how you got into digital marketing.
Sure. It's great. So it's funny. I used to do retail sales. And actually, I was working at Circuit City. And I had this guy come into me, and he wanted these two giant projector screens. Back then they were projectors. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, this guy's spending a fortune. So he goes, hey, you're one of the best sales guys I've ever seen. You should come and work for my company. I said, what do you do? He goes, oh, it's all about the internet. And I was like, I heard about that thing. And this was in 1991. And there was no Microsoft on the internet. The browser, this is back in Windows before 95. And we're using NT, which is, an operating software. Hopefully some of you will remember that. So I started working with him, and it was three employees. And within a year, it was over 100. It was insane. However, wow. I got experienced into internet very early. They had vaporware. So there was no real product. And it really wasn't working. So for about 4 months, I had nothing to do. So I learned how to code HTML and became a network engineer. And that company, the owner took the money and took off with his secretary. It was a mess. But I was like, that's the beginning of the internet. There's a lot of scammers, right? So because I knew HTML, not many people did, I started working in a lot of Hollywood ventures. My big one was Artisan Entertainment. I did Blair Witch. I did Charlie's Angels, Hollow Man. Those were just some of the projects. And I also did every talent on Clear Channel. And they had Dr. Laura Schlesinger, Michael Reagan, Rush Limbaugh, back when he was still alive, God rest his soul. And one of the last projects that I did for Artisan, they called me back right after Blair Witch, because that was an amazing launch. That was grassroots. It was just phenomenal. So they said, hey, Gary, here's $1 million. Put together a team and put together another website. And I go, well, what do you want it to be? And back then everything was in Flash. So the URL would just be one URL. And every time you clicked into a page, it remained the same. And it really wasn't visible to the search engines. So long story short, I created the project, came in under a year. It was a good project. Back then developers were real expensive. Didn't make a lot of profit, but they said to me, Gary, thank you very much. We already sold this to Sony for $13 million, but we're glad we did because the site is not visible. It's not going to get ranked on the search engines. And that's when the light went off. I was like, you could spend $1 million on a website, but if it's not visible, it's worth nothing. Mm-hmm. So that's when I started doing SEO, and oh my God, it was pretty intense. It was a lot easier back then. So how I kind of figured it out was I'm really good with math, algorithms, of course, networking. I'm a programmer. So I was trying to figure out how to do it. And then I said, you know what? I heard about Google's patents. Why don't I go see if I could find their patent for the algorithm? Mm-hmm. Well, sure enough, I was trolling all their patents and they had it. It was called document rankings. And I'll never forget this. On the seventh page, first paragraph, I think it was Sergey Brin was talking about the Weather Channel, the W Underground, and another Weather Channel, saying they were super authoritative. Those were the kind of sites they liked, and linking was the big thing. So a buddy of mine is another algebra guy. So we looked at their ranking algorithm. He said, okay, here's all the points, but there's just one unknown variable, which was the links into your site. So I said, well, if I got links from those top sites, would it help my rankings? And sure enough, I went to number one on just about every term because it was pretty easy, or easier back then. And that's how the company started.
Interesting. Yeah. So what has been your strategy over the years for continuing to grow the agency and bring in more clients, more prospects?
Okay. And you know, I've always been an entrepreneur at heart. Mm-hmm. I started in the music business for about 16 years. I played with Springsteen, Bon Jovi, Sly Stone. However, wow. Yeah, I used to manage my band and several different variations of that. And I bought a couple trucks, a light show and sound system so I could rent that out. So I was always thinking of how do I expand myself? How do I create more revenue? So with SEO, it was just me. And when we went to the number one rankings, all I was doing was on the phone. And then I hired this one guy, turned into two people, which turned into seven people. And I said, okay. And I was in a one room. I started in a one room place. I really wasn't sure how to expand it. It mm-hmm. kind of expanded by myself. And overnight, we went from 10 employees to about 40. And managing that was all consuming. Plus, I had to keep up, you know. So where did I get my experience in that? It was trial and error because mm-hmm. nobody was doing it. I created the first agency model. I created different variations of it, put different teams together. And again, back in those days, the phone would just ring constantly and you were getting deals in. I think we had like 400 clients with about, at one time, I had 90 people. But then you run into, it was crazy. Turned it into multi-million dollars. And then you have to figure somebody that hasn't been making multi-millions, how do you turn this back into the company? I did have one really cool experience. I got a call and I didn't know who they were. VCs to me was, I haven't heard of that, by Sequoia Capital. And you've heard of them. They're the number one Palo Alto company. And I was like, yeah, they invested in Google, Yahoo, all the online properties. So yeah. I got a call. I go up there and I didn't even know what it was about, but I brought the financials. And I got to actually sit down with Michael Moritz. There was about seven people in this boardroom. I went with my CTO and I'm passing around all copies of the financials. And they're kind of in shock because the profit was amazing. I think it was mm-hmm. about 75% profit, which, that's crazy. So we're in an interrogation for about an hour and 45 minutes. Like interrogating me. I think I was sweating, right? And all of a sudden, Michael, who sat at the head of the table, kicks everybody out. And he says, okay, including my CTO, when he sits down with me, he goes, Gary, why did you come here? And I said, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to see what it's about. It's a learning curve for me.
Yeah.
So he says to me, you've done unbelievable. He goes, I'll write you a check right now for $15 million. However, he goes, however, you're no longer going to be the boss. You're going to report to a board. And I said, well, this sounds kind of cool, but I don't like the fact that I'm not going to be the boss. I may not have direction. I may have conflict with that. I think that was the worst thing I ever did by turning that down.
Yeah.
I turned it down.
So however, you regretted that.
Yeah, I kind of regretted that. But looking back, I kind of wish, because maybe they would have grown it faster and I'd have really experienced upper level executives. I wasn't thinking that way when I went into that meeting, because we were on a rocket ride. So got the company up to 90 some people, and it was good, but there was a lot of challenges.
What were some of those challenges that you had to overcome?
Okay, first off was getting people, because nobody knew back in 2000, nobody knew what SEO was.
So, right.
Yeah, I mean, it was very difficult. I mean, I could bring in programmers and you know, back then I could get people pretty inexpensively because a lot of the dot-coms imploded. Remember the big dot-com implosion?
Yes.
Well, all these great people couldn't get a job. And I'll never forget, I put out a call for all these engineers. There was at least 80 people. And now I was working out of a duplex home. There was 80 people down the street lined up to come into the house. And I'm trying to hide this. Yeah, I'm trying to hide this from, you know, the neighbors or whatever. But yeah, the street was full of cars. People were coming in. And I did grab a few.
That's so funny.
It was insane. Did you ever see that movie, Social Networking, how they started Facebook?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You remember that crazy house where they all sat around a party jumping off the roof?
Yep.
That was almost, the house looks similar. And that was our place. It was insane. We'd work from 4 a.m. till 3 p.m. I would fall asleep on the sofa. The house would be covered with people. And then we'd start it again the next day. But the challenges, of course, were getting people. Then right, how do you keep a quality product when you have inexperienced people? And then how do you retain clients? And as well as managing the growth of the company and expectations and keeping your employees engaged, motivated. Those were the big challenges. And, you know, how do you overcome that? For me, because I didn't have a mentor at that time, it was a little bit of trial and error.
Right.
But it worked out pretty good.
That's so interesting. And then, so if you had, you know, if you could share some of your expertise with any up and coming agency owners, what growth tip would you give them?
Okay. So, and it's really changed. It's changed over the years, and I can't say it's cyclical, but it's how the industry in general is doing. Are people downsizing, or are they trying to hire in massive amounts of people? Right now, it's kind of on a downtrend. Either that or companies are getting more efficient. So here's what I can say. If you're growing an agency, you need to know every aspect of what's going on. You need to be involved with all your employees. It sounds hard. I used to have like the typical CEO, the under executives, and then people managing under there. If you don't have that core group, you're going to have big problems. Mm-hmm. I had some bad people in those upper management roles, which really infested large groups of the company, either demotivating them,
right?
Not believing in me. So that's really dangerous. So when you get people, I call it the inner circle of trust. Mm-hmm. I have that select group, and then they work with me to run the company, because you can't micromanage everybody, but you've got to be in front of their faces at all times.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like scouting out the bad apples, because that'll just, you know, harm those around them.
Yep. So I came to this realization, this may not work for everybody, because, you know, I put that agency model together and it worked for a long time until I got about 95 people. Clients were, it was just kind of a turn and burn. And I didn't like that at all. Some clients stayed with me and they're still with me. So I said, I got to redo this. I don't like what's going on. So I sat back in the company for 3 months. Another big thing as a decision maker owner, you just can't make changes on the fly. What I do is observe what's going on, observe the people, find out really what the problems are. Instead of guessing, you know, I'm very analytical. So I said, here's the problems I need to address. So I said, I'm going to change this company and turn it upside down. So what I did is I did a mass layoff down to, you know, going from 95 people to 30. And wow. I only took the top performers that I didn't have to micromanage, that handled clients extremely well. And those clients were making big revenue. I got rid of all upper management. I said, you know, if I do that, if I have self-motivated, disciplined people, they could manage themselves. So I created more of a flat type structure within the company. Mm-hmm. That's a positive thing for me. When you hire, and nothing against millennials, but they all come in and said, I need to make $100,000 a year. Okay, what's your experience? I don't have any, but I graduated. And I said, okay. So I give them a bunch of tests of questions. They said, well, I don't know any of that. I said, well, then you're not worth $100,000, are you? So I maintain that level, and client retention has kind of skyrocketed. I now have clients that are with me 15 years, 5 years. And it's because we constantly put out, first off, great quality product, but my people are invested. I don't have to micromanage them yet. I'll do 2 company meetings a week. I will get on client calls all the time. I program a lot of the page speed stuff. I just want to be hands-on. I love this. This is my passion.
Right. So you don't want to be managing your team as much. You want to be doing the hands-on stuff as well.
I like that. Yeah. I talk to every client that's coming in, prospective clients, just about everyone. I kind of cherry pick, you know, who I want to take. I get all the leads and then I said, oh, I'm going to take this, that, and the other because it's of interest.
Right, right. Gotcha. Okay. Very good. And then, so I know you mentioned you've had some clients who have been with you for, you know, up to 15 years. So, and obviously doing great work is a huge part of that, you know, maintaining happy clients. What other, what are some other ways that you work to maintain happy clients so that they're going to, you know, be loyal to you guys and also hopefully bring in those referrals?
That's an excellent question. So I've noticed this even, you know, the light bulb didn't go off until about 2 years ago, but here's what I noticed. You could do the best work and unbelievable work on the planet. You're getting rankings, they're making more revenue, but if the client doesn't understand what you're doing and how much that work you had to put in to get there, they're not going to hang out.
They don't see the value.
No, even though that you're getting those rankings, maybe they think they could do it themselves. Oh, I'll just bring somebody in. So even in the last 7 months, I amped that up. And we're using an app called Monday. You know, they have a bunch. Okay, yeah. You're familiar? Okay.
Yeah.
They have Basecamp, Twilio. There's a bunch. I like Monday because it shows a progression, exactly what we do. And I'm real meticulous, you know, since I do the programming on PageSpeed, it is a full sheet. I mean, 40 different tasks that I'm doing over a month. And it's almost stopped questions from clients when I'm doing this. They may have one a week saying, hey, what happened here? What are you doing? I outline it to the 10th degree. I'll also do videos of me performing work. So they're like, wow, I didn't know what's involved in that. because they think I'm going to make this. Yeah. Right. They think I'm going to make the site faster. Oh, you flick a switch. And once they see what it's involved, they're like, thank God we hired you. Thank God you're here. And I'm like, that's what you want to hear.
Exactly. Well, that's interesting. Cause I've definitely heard of agency owners, you know, recording videos that'll go through their monthly reports with their clients, which I think is really smart. But that's interesting that you're actually, you know, recording some of the work that you're doing so that they see how complicated it is. So
yeah, interesting. And it's funny, when we're usually on initial kickoff calls, you always have a developer that's in fear of, you know, losing their job on my client side, right? I try to reinforce that we're here to support them. And I usually get them one-on-one, you know, because you want to earn the trust of everybody. You want to have champions on your side when it comes to clients. And really the only way to do that is hands-on, letting them know, being transparent. If you're not, you're going to lose that client. They're not going to see, right, the value, perceived value, and, you know, revenue. I mean, you could make them revenue, but if they don't perceive that value, they're eventually going to leave.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the customized videos as well, because I think that just shows that, you know, they're top of mind. They feel like they're being well taken care of. So I think that's a great way to build trust.
Sure. And, you know, since we're super flexible, we don't have any bureaucracy. When they're getting a message from me and seeing me do the work, that's kind of mind altering for them. Like, wow, the CEO with 25 years of experience is doing this.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. And then, so where do you see SEO Inc. in 5 years' time, 3 years, 5 years? What are your goals?
Okay. Right now, believe it or not, I've been doing this for so long. I turned 65 this year. And I think if you look at all, yeah, right. 65, I feel great. I get up every morning and just love what I'm doing most of the time, right? Most of the time. So in 5 years from now, my son has been working with me for the last, I think he's going on 14 years now. And he is just a phenomenon when it comes to his logic and working with clients. He's great. I would eventually, in the next 5 years, pass this on to him and have me sit back more as a mentor, because I never had that. So if I could stop any of the problems or guide him or give him advice along the way, have him take over, he'll probably do better than me. Right now, growth for me is not at top of mind. Still providing the excellent services because I have clients paying a good amount of money. I'm more selective, believe it or not, in clients that I take on. I'll talk to people and if I don't think they're a good fit, you know, I'm not going to take them on.
Right. Yeah. No, that's really smart. Awesome. Well, that is really cool that you'll be passing that down to the next generation. And that's so great that you're able to keep that in the family.
I'm hoping so. Hey, if somebody comes in and they put some large money on the table, like Sequoia Capital, I might rethink that one.
Yeah. No doubt. Awesome. All right. Well, we are getting ready to move on to the fast five. So I'll have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment.
Okay.
But before we move on, do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Okay. If you are starting an agency right now, God bless you. It's going to be the most interesting, I'd say difficult, and energy zapping challenge you could ever do. So be in shape mentally and physically. I used to play softball four nights a week, men's professional. You have to love, eat and breathe this. And here's the thing. If you don't love this and love what you're going to do, you're going to fail. Hands down, if you're thinking, I'm going to do this just to make money, I'm smart enough, that it's not going to work. So what I would say is be prepared to dig in. You're going to face multiple challenges. But it could be great if you just do it right. And, I really don't take mentorships on, but I'm always open for advice. If, somebody calls me and it's not a waste of time, I will speak with them just like I do every client. I spend like at least an hour and a half on the phone with them.
Awesome. Well, yeah, if anyone's interested in, getting in touch with you, there will be a link to your website in the podcast description so they can get a hold of you that way.
Cool. Thanks, Julia.
Awesome. All right. Now we're going to move on to the fast five now. So the first question I have for you is, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
That's a great question. Okay. This is going to be interesting to everybody because I haven't read a book in about 15 years. However, I'm on the internet every day learning the latest, greatest thing.
Interesting. Okay. Do you have a favorite resource that you like to follow?
Oh God, there's so many. I just scour the internet every day. I look at search engine land. I like Backlinko as a good resource. They're solid and sound. Those are the two I look at.
Those are the two you like? Okay, perfect. And what does your morning routine look like?
Morning routine is the same thing every day. I get up early. My dog sleeps with me. She usually, barks to get me up. So I'm up at roughly around 6:37. The first thing I do is make coffee, try to wake up, walk upstairs, get on my computer, and then start going through emails with my coffee. I usually have about 185 emails I have to go through. So that takes a good hour and a half. And then yep. I look at my schedule for the day because I don't start it until about 9:30, just so I can get through the initial stuff. Also doing research in that time.
Okay, awesome. And then is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yeah, I follow most recently Elon Musk. To make that much money, and he is just a pioneer. I like what he does. He's very eccentric, but I follow him.
Very good. And what is your favorite online tool?
There's so many of them. What I use daily, I'm always looking at Google Analytics. There's 5 page speed tools that I use and SEMrush.
Okay, perfect. And then the last question I have for you is, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
How hard it was going to be to start the SEO and how much time I had to put in. I still have that time of balancing life and work, believe it or not, after 25 years. That's still a challenge for me.
Yeah.
However, awesome. If you're older, take up golf, playing music or something like that.
Find something to balance it out, to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Gary, thank you so much for coming on today's show. It's been a pleasure to learn about your journey of entrepreneurship and growing SEO Inc. So thank you so much for being my guest today.
Julia, thank you. You've put some great questions out there. Hopefully I didn't talk too long and bore anybody. Thank you for the invite. I really appreciate it. If you ever want to get me on again, just let me know.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.